بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, I begin with the explanation of verse 46, continuing the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah. Allah said in the previous verse, and seek help with patience and prayers, and that it is really very great, except on those who are who humiliate themselves to Allah and worship Him properly. Continuing their description in this verse, Allah says about them, الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَاقُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. They are those who are certain that they are going to meet their Lord, and that unto Him they are going to return. This tells that they are going to meet their Lord, and this refers to the day of resurrection. Not only that, and that they are going to meet their Lord, and that unto Him they are going to return, meaning in all of their affairs. As Allah said in Surah Hud 11:123, وَإِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ وَإِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ. And all affairs will return to Him. Also the same is mentioned, and to Him return all affairs, meaning for decision. Okay, again in Surah Al-Baqarah, the same surah, but verse 210, وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ وَإِلَى اللَّهِ تُرْجَعُ الْأُمُورِ 210. And to Him all affairs, subhanahu wa ta'ala, return all matters for decision. From the benefits of this verse, number one, affirming the meeting with Allah, the most magnificent, the most mighty. Why? Because Allah praised those who are certain concerning this meeting with Allah. Affirming the meeting with Allah. Because Allah praised those who are certain concerning this meeting. Of course, they are the believers. Secondly, affirming the seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as asserted by many of the scholars. Why? Because the meeting doesn't take place except with confronting, with facing, and this therefore affirms the seeing. So if this verse stands as a proof for the seeing of Allah, then alhamdulillah, this is required. And if it doesn't stand, then there are many verses in the Quran and in the authentic Sunnah, many evidences which prove the actual seeing of Allah on the day of resurrection. So if this verse stands on its own, then alhamdulillah. Otherwise, there are many verses which prove the actual seeing of Allah on the day of resurrection. Thirdly, the believers described here who are certain that they will return to Allah on all of their affairs, such certainty necessitates three things. such necessity of certainty really entails three things. Number one, fear of Allah. Why we say this? Because if you are certain that you are returning to Allah, then you're going to fear Him. Secondly, observing Allah, the Most Mighty, Most Majestic. Observing Him concerning our actions on the limbs and the awe in the heart. This means if they knew that they are returning to Allah, then they're going to fear Him secretly and openly. Thirdly, being bashful of Allah. Being bashful of Allah. Meaning, don't let Allah لا يفقدك حيث أمرك. Don't let Allah miss you where He commanded you to be. ولا يجدك حيث نهاك. And don't let Him find you where He forbade you to be. This is the bashfulness. This brings the end of verse 46. Now we go to 47. يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأني فضلتكم على العالمين. Now again, addressing the children of Israel. O children of Israel, remember my favor which I bestowed upon you, and that I preferred you to al-alamin, to all that exists. O children of Israel, remember my favors upon you with your tongues and your hearts. Meaning, remember all my favors upon you. And if the favor is mentioned in the singular form, it covers all favors. Why? Because Allah says in Surah Ibrahim 14:34, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. Because the favors of Allah are innumerable. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you count the blessings of Allah, the favor of Allah, never will you be able to count them. So there are many. From those favors is what their prophet Moses alayhi salatu wasalam reminded them, as in chapter 5 verse 20. اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جعل فيكم أنبياء. This is one. وجعلكم ملوكا. This is another. وآتاكم ما لم يؤت أحدا من العالمين. And remember when Moses said to his people, O my people, remember the favor of Allah to you. When He made you prophets among you, when He made the prophets among you, this is one favor. Made you kings, this is another. And gave you what He had not given to any other among mankind, jinn, of course, of the past, and we'll explain that. So this statement, therefore, refers to many favors, some of them of a religious nature and some of them of a worldly nature. Those of religious nature include making prophets among them, of a worldly nature making them kings, and the latter one gave you what He had not given to any other among the man and all that exist. This comprises both favors, worldly and religious. Then Allah says in the same verse, let's have the verse again, وَفَضَّلَكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. And that I preferred you, no problem sister, and that I preferred you to Al-Alameen, all that exists. Meaning I preferred you, made you better than others. And what is referred to here, what is meant? Al-Alameen, all that exists of their times, of their period. And Al-Alameen means what's other than Allah. As Allah says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of Al-Alameen. Al-Alameen is anything other than Allah. Points of benefit. Number one, it is incumbent upon the children of Israel to remember the favor of Allah upon them and thus give thanks to Him. And from giving thanks and being grateful to Allah is to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is to follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they knew he was the truth. Second, making it known that these favors from Allah, they did not earn it, and they did not inherit it. They did not inherit them. Rather, they were from Allah, bestowed upon them from Allah, because Allah said, "An'amtu alaykum," I bestowed them on you. Third point of benefit, that the children of Israel were the best in their times. The best of mankind in their times. Why? Because they were people of faith, of iman, of belief. And that's why Allah bestowed upon them victory against their enemies. As Allah states in 5:21, ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم. O my people, enter the holy land, meaning Palestine, which Allah has assigned to you, and turn not back in flight, for then you will be returned as losers. Now you try to hold your breath here a little bit. Enter the holy land, Palestine, which Allah has assigned to you. There's an explanation coming in a while. Just follow with me, inshallah. So here Allah gave them victory and made them inherit the land, take the land of Palestine. This holy land is Palestine. And this had been ordained for them or assigned for them at the time of Musa. At the time of Musa, of Moses, alayhi salam. Why? Because they were then the righteous slaves of Allah. They were then the righteous slaves of Allah. The evidence is in 21:105. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ أَنَّ الْأَرْضَ يَرِثُهَا عِبَادِيَ الصَّالِحُونَ. وَلَقَدْ كَتَبْنَا فِي الزَّبُورِ مِنْ بَعْدِ الذِّكْرِ. Okay. And indeed we have written in the Zabur, in the Psalms. After we have already written in the preserved tablet with Allah that my righteous slaves shall inherit the land, meaning the land of paradise. But here also this, the land on the earth, is to be assigned to the righteous. And this is really what matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. And listen to what Musa told them. Seven 1:28. Innal arda يورثها من يشاء من عباده. Musa said to his people, seek help in Allah and be patient. Verily, the earth is Allah's. He gives it as a heritage to whom he will of his slaves, and the blessed end is for the pious. Then he said, what? Look at the last statement. And the blessed end is for the muttaqeen. Meaning that the pious, they will be the ones who inherit the land. The pious, look at this, they will be the ones who will inherit the land. However, the children of Israel today, they don't deserve this holy land. However, today, the children of Israel today, they don't deserve this holy land. Why? We're not talking politics. We are not talking politics. We don't look at the land here from a political stand. We look at it from a legal stand. As to the children of Israel today, they don't deserve this holy land. Why? لأنهم ليسوا من عباد الله الصالحين. Because they are not from the righteous slaves of Allah. However, at the time of Moses, they were more deserving to the land than its inhabitants then. However, at the time of Moses, they were more deserving to the land than its own people then. And it was assigned to them, and they were more deserving to it because they were the righteous then. However, what happened? When Islam came with the advent of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then صار أحق الناس بهذه الأرض المسلمون. The most deserving of this land then are the Muslims and not the Arabs. Underline this. So Palestine, its people are not the Arabs just because they are Arabs. Rather, its people are the Muslims because they are Muslims and nothing more and nothing else. And because they are the righteous, and that's why, and this is continuing the discussion of this verse, لينجح العرب فيما أعتقد والله والعلم عند الله. The Sheikh said, the Arabs will never succeed as I believe, and Allah knows best. They will never succeed in returning the land of Palestine under the banner of Arabism. Never. And they will never return it except by the name of Islam. And what Islam? إلا بإسم الإسلام على ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه. الله أكبر. They will never return it except by the name of Islam. And what Islam? The Islam upon which the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his companions were upon. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it clear in the verse which we read earlier, إِنَّ الْأَرْضَ يُورِثُهَا مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. And no matter what the Arabs exert from efforts, and no matter how they fill the world from sayings and protests, they will never succeed until they proclaim for the evacuation of the Jews from it by the name of Islam. But after they apply it to themselves first, if they do that, then what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed of shall take place. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the hour will not be established, meaning the day of resurrection will not be established until the Muslims fight the Jews, and the Muslims will kill them, until the Jew will hide behind the stone and the tree, then the stone or the tree will say, O Muslim, Ya Muslim, Ya Abdullah, O slave of Allah, this is a Jew behind me, come and kill him. This hadith is in Bukhari. So the trees and the stones will inform the Muslims of the Jews, telling them, O Muslim, Ya Abdullah, O slave of Allah. In the name of slavery to Allah, they will be called, Ya Muslim, in the name of Islam. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Muslims will fight the Jews. He didn't say the Arabs. And that's why the Sheikh said, we'll never finish the Jews in the name of Arabism or ethnic banner of Arabism, never, except with the name of Islam. And whoever wishes, let him read 21:105, where Allah made the inheritance for his righteous slaves. If anyone now thinking as to what will happen to the Jews, you think all this oppression of the Jews that they are doing now, Allah will leave it there, not punished? Allah will deal with them justly. All over these years, their disdainfulness, their oppression, their mischief, time will come when they will pay this in this life, not to mention in the hereafter, if they die on disdainfulness. So here Allah says, and indeed we have written in the Psalms that is all the revealed holy books and the Torah, the Injil, the Gospel, the Quran, after we have already written in the preserved tablet that my righteous slave shall inherit the land, and anything which is dependent upon a description, it will exist with what it is made dependent upon, and it will be negated by its negation. So if we become, or if we are truly slaves of Allah, righteous, then we will inherit the land easily and swiftly, and without all of these difficulties and troubles and the long speeches which never ends. We will take it by the victory of Allah and by the assignment of Allah to the Muslims, and it is above all easy to Allah. And we know that the Muslims, they never really possessed Palestine during the prevailing times of Islam in the past, except with their Islam. And they never took the capital of the Persians, nor the capital of the Romans, nor the capital of the Coptics in Egypt except with Islam. And that's why we say we wish that our young people come to recognize this matter clearly, that there can be no absolute victory except with true Islam, not the Islam of the personal ID card which says Muslim. And some of us may have heard the story of Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, the great companion, may Allah be pleased with him. When in the battle with the Persians in Iraq, when the Persians resorted to demolishing the bridges on the Dijla River, and the ships were sunk so that the Muslims cannot cross to them and reach them, what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay Abu Mahdi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the river subservient to the Muslims. So the Muslim armies, listen to this, this happened, the Muslim armies walked on the surface of water with their camels and their horses and their infantry, walking on water just like walking on the earth, the water not covering them nor of their horses or camels. And whenever the horse would get tired, Allah will bring forth a rock. Yes, a rock floating for the horse to come and sit on it and rest. This was from the signs of Allah and His miracles, no doubt. This occurred during the battle of Al-Qadisiyah, and it's recent. Qadisiyah is in Iraq. And you'll be amazed. Don't you know of the story of Moses and the sea with Pharaoh? By the strike of a stick, it parted into two, became dry in a moment, and walked on it safely. The one who did that to Musa can do even more. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most high, free of all imperfection. So the children of Israel, no doubt, they were the best of mankind when they were righteous slaves of Allah. However, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put upon them humiliation and curse and humiliation, then they lost that quality. To the contrary, but rather, however, Allah made of them, transformed from them, monkeys and pigs. Listen to what Allah said about them, alaykum as-salam, in 3:11-12. ضربت عليهم الذلة أينما ثقفوا إلا بحبل من الله وحبل من الناس وباءوا بغضب من الله. Indignity is put over them wherever they may be. Look at this. Indignity is put over them wherever they may be, except when under a covenant of protection from Allah and from men. They have drawn on themselves the wrath of Allah. Listen to this. They have drawn on themselves the wrath of Allah, and destruction is put over them. This is because they disbelieved in the verses, signs, the proofs of Allah, and killed the prophets without right. This is because they disobeyed and used to transgress beyond bounds. And also Allah, what further He said about them in 59:14, لا يقاتلونكم جميعا إلا في قرى محصنة أو من وراء جدر بأسهم بينهم شديد تحسبهم جميعا وقلوبهم شتى ذلك بأنهم قوم لا يعقلون. They fight not against you even together except in fortified townships or from behind walls. You know the wall that they are building now in Palestine? Do you know the wall that they are building now? Their enmity among themselves is very great. You would think they were united, but their hearts are divided. That's because they are people who understand not. So Allah preferred them over the rest of mankind, of all that exists in their times, or over those who preceded them. And what about the Ummah of Muhammad? Listen. 3:1-10. You are from the Ummah of Muhammad. Listen. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. What are your qualities? تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولو آمن أهل الكتاب لكان خيرا لهم. You true believers on Tawheed, you are the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind. You enjoin all good, including the Tawheed of course on top, and you forbid all evil, and on top of that is shirk, and you believe in Allah. So the saying of Allah now in the Quran, the final message, the best of peoples ever raised up for mankind, the best, this is explicit for their excellence over mankind, and it has been confirmed that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith reported by Ahmad at-Tirmidhi and the Shaykh al-Albani, said that it is good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أننا نوفي 70 أمة نحن أكرمها وأفضلها عند الله عز وجل. We complete 70 nations and we are most honorable of them, and we are the best with Allah, the most mighty, the most majestic. And this is a doubt. There is no doubt that it is the case, and all praise is due to Allah. This has nothing to do with nationalism. Fourth benefit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He excels someone, then it is due to knowledge, due to either knowledge or property or prestige. If Allah makes him excel due to these things or for these things, then this is from favor from Allah. This is a favor from Allah. Number 5, that people excel each other. People excel each other. And that people are at different levels. This is known. Even the messengers excel each other. As Allah said in 2:53. تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض. تلك الرسل فضلنا بعضهم على بعض.
those messengers. We preferred some to others. This is the point of evidence. Also, we read in 17:55, وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Allah preferred some prophets over others. وَلَقَدْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَ النَّبِيِّينَ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. And your Lord knows best all who are in the heavens and the earth, and indeed we have preferred some of the prophets above others. This includes, or this concludes the benefits pertaining to this verse, and there are more benefits, inshallah we can cover inshallah tomorrow. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Most High, reward our Shaykh for his efforts in explaining these verses. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make of this day a beneficial stay for myself and for all of you. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.